Democratic candidates turn up the heat.
I don't believe that she is qualified.
Republicans battle in New York.
He started lecturing me on New York values like we're no good.
Backlash over Mississippi law.
I'm here to sell cake, not to judge who to sell it to.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There's new intensity in the Democratic battle for the presidential nomination. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, winner of 7 of the last 8 contests, trading jabs. Sanders now suggesting she's not qualified to be president.
I don't think that you are qualified if you get $15 million from Wall Street through your super PAC.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Last night, the Clinton campaign demanded Sanders take back his words and accused him of inventing grievances to rile his supporters.
Correspondent Dan Revive on a new national Democratic poll.
The latest McClatchy-Marist poll has Sanders ahead of Hillary Clinton by 2 points, 49% to 47%. The vast majority of Clinton supporters say they would vote for Sanders in November if he's the nominee. As for Sanders supporters, 25% say they would not vote for Hillary Clinton.
Well, New York is the next primary battleground. Clinton has the edge on Sanders there, and Donald Trump has a big Republican lead in the New York polls over Ted Cruz.
I've got this guy standing over there looking at me, talking about New York values with scorn in his face, with hatred of New York.
CBS's Major Garrett.
Campaigning in the Bronx, Cruz was reportedly forced to cancel an event at a local high school after students there threatened a walkout. But a change of venue didn't quiet his critics.
Get out of the Bronx!
Still, Cruz had to defend his definition of New York liberalism.
The people of New York know exactly what those values are. If you want to know what liberal democratic values are, follow Donald Trump's checkbook.
The death of a 17-year-old Texas girl in a crash last week near Houston is now being blamed on the Takata airbag in her 2002 Honda Civic. That's now 10 U.S. deaths attributed to the bags that explode with too much force. Alicia Trevino is the victim's friend.
They should definitely be, you know, trying harder to get those cars back.
So far, 14 automakers, including Honda, have recalled more than 20 million vehicles to replace the airbag inflators. Now to northwest Oklahoma, where fire crews are working hard to try to keep a huge wildfire from populated areas. George Geisler is with the State Forestry Service.
This area has not had a soaking rain in over 100 days, and the fuels combined with the moisture are causing very erratic fire behavior.
Corporate unrest is materializing over Mississippi's new law that allows businesses to cite religious beliefs to deny services to gay and transgender people. CBS's Mark Strassman says some major companies are speaking up.
9 of them, including General Electric and Hyatt Hotels, sent a letter to Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant, saying they are disappointed to see the legislature and governor's office pass discriminatory legislation.
Conservative groups have praised the new law. Overseas, there's word today Pope Francis will visit the Greek island of Lesbos a week from Saturday. That's been ground zero for the migrant crisis that's gripped the Mideast and Europe. A Texas school police officer is under investigation after video of a violent confrontation surfaced. CBS's David Begnaud says it came as it seemed a student fight might break out.
A sixth grader,
Janessa, you okay?
Is slammed face first onto the ground by a police officer outside of Rhodes Middle School in San Antonio.
She doesn't remember being arrested with handcuffs or nothing.
She landed on her face.
Janessa Valdez says she was swollen and bruised after her head hit brick pavers.
Because I wasn't going to do anything.
Valdez has not been back to school since the incident.
She got suspended for 2 days. Really, I don't know why she did not get in a fight.
Her mother says she's keeping her home because she's frightened.
New details emerging in the jackpot fixing case of a former Iowa lottery worker. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Steve, that man's already been convicted of tampering with a $16 million Iowa jackpot. His brother has just been arrested in something that sounds like a movie plot. Information security expert Gary Malevsky.
Employee gets a security job to help protect a lottery system, figures out a way to hack the random algorithm so that he can win the lottery and he can pass those winnings on to his relatives multiple times.
Investigators say former Iowa Lottery Security Director Eddie Tipton rigged games in five states where computers chose the numbers. His brother Tommy bought the winning tickets in two states.
Well, play is about to begin in pro golf's signature event, the Masters.
Last year, he led the Masters from start to finish.
One of the epic performances in the annals of the sport.
Today, American Jordan Spieth begins his quest for a second straight green jacket.
We know we're capable of playing this place. We've proven it to ourselves.
Spieth is one of the favorites, but there are others, including the world's current number one golfer, Australia's Jason Day, and he is confident.
It's a golf course that I can compete and play well and win.
Day is the hottest golfer on the tour right now. He has won six of his last 13 tournaments. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Masters in Augusta.
I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole.
Country music legend Merle Haggard, who died yesterday on his birthday at 79, is being called a friend and brother by collaborator Willie Nelson. Dolly Parton says Haggard's one of the greatest singer-songwriters of all time. Tonight's the finale of a Fox TV show that influenced today's music, CBS's Vladimir Duthier.
When American Idol premiered in the summer of 2002, singers often went off key.
Bad, no mountain high enough.
And performances weren't always in sync with the judges.
I've never, ever heard anything like that in my life.
But the show's timing couldn't have been better. Joe Levy is a contributing editor at Rolling Stone.
Not just a diminishing time of power for labels, but an increasing time of power for reality television.
Since winning American Idol's first season, Kelly Clarkson recorded seven albums and won three Grammys.
Baby, next time I'll think before he eats you.
Carrie Underwood, Idol's most successful champion, went on to win seven Grammys and sell more than 20 million albums.
President Obama goes to Chicago today to make the case for his Supreme Court nominee.
The former constitutional law professor is going to the University of Chicago Law School to keep pressing the case for filling the high court vacancy now. Spokesman Josh Earnest said there is hope for nominee Merrick Garland getting a Senate hearing.
This is a process that slowly but surely is moving forward, but we need to see Republicans demonstrate a clear commitment to actually doing their job and fulfilling their constitutional responsibility.
After meeting with Garland, Maine Senator Susan Collins said she's more convinced than ever the process should proceed, but her conservative colleagues disagree. Pam Coulter, CBS News, the White House.
The story of the young baseball season so far has been a rookie named Trevor Story. The Colorado Rockies shortstop made Major League history, hitting a home run in each of his first three games. He's also the first player in history with a homer for each of his first four hits in the big leagues. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.